Welcome to Ron Paul and Charles Goyette, the weekly podcast. On election night, Ron Paul looked at the Republican victories and tweeted, "Republican control of the Senate equals expanded neocon wars in Syria and Iraq. Boots on the ground are coming." Well, it didn't take long for events to start moving in just that direction, as President Obama ordered 1,500 more U.S. troops to Iraq, effectively doubling down on the forces already there. Meanwhile, Senator Paul says this war is illegal, it must be declared and made valid, or it must be ended.
Well, I think that's obviously a good statement, and I fought those battles a long time in the House, being on the Foreign Services Committee, and trying to insist on a vote, you know, back on the Iraq war. But, you know, there's one thing about getting a vote. Let's say we can get a vote, and then they vote for it. It really doesn't handle the whole picture. That handles sort of the constitutional approach, and I think it's wonderful that'll cut down on some of the wars, because the members of Congress don't like to vote for war and be on record. That was the reason they didn't have an outright declaration of war against Iraq. But I think that what really counts is whether the war is immoral or not. You know, should it be moral to do this? Or who's the aggressor? Are we the aggressor? Are they the aggressor? But to say that, well, we had the vote and they voted for it, that's, you know, one thing. But and it should be. Absolutely, we should, because that'll weed them out a little bit. And who knows? Could maybe possibly win this vote and put a little bit of pressure on the president not to go, off hog wild on starting or expanding the war.
Clearly, we need to take a close look at the new incoming Senate majority. People like Senator Corker, who seems quite determined to have a different foreign policy, a more aggressive one. Certainly Senator McCain and Senate Armed Services Committee. And we understand from the news reports that the aforementioned gentlemen are already huddling, trying to figure out how many more fronts they can assert American imperialism on.
Yes, there's no doubt. And I'm afraid that the anti-war people didn't win much in this election. There are three major senators elected that are very, very militant, and they'll be close buddies with Graham and with McCain. So that to me is rather sad. And I don't think they're going to have any trouble getting this money, because the money already is coming up. Even if they don't have the vote on the war, which I don't think they will, they'll indirectly vote for the war. And this has been used in courtroom arguments. No, there wasn't a declaration of war, but it is a battle. And if the Congress votes for the money, that is an indirect endorsement of the war. In a moral sense, it is. In a technical constitutional sense, that shouldn't, replace the outright declaration of war. So this is marching on. I think it's almost $6 billion that they're going to spend to send more troops over there and double the number of troops there. But I saw one report from the Pentagon, and it was very, very optimistic. Yes, this is necessary. We're going to send them over, and we can expect great things to happen. We just need more troops on the ground, and we're not going to let them go into battle. And we're going to help this government out. The government requested this help, and they need some assistance. We need to get them on their feet. What have we been doing, for all these years, spending all this money and lives lost? And now we have bits and pieces of optimism from our Pentagon that this is going to move us forward in solving the problems over there. I think the only thing that's going to solve the problem in that region is for us to get out and let them divide up the countries and have their own little state. And that probably would have happened a long time ago. It might have happened after World War I if the West had not gone in there and drawn up all these artificial lines. But right now, it's total chaos, and it's not getting any better, and we're just going to make it that much worse. It should be an absolute admission to total failure of our policies in Iraq and Afghanistan ever since 1990, not just since 9/11, but all the way back to the Persian Gulf War, when we encouraged, or at least said, to Saddam Hussein, if you want to invade Kuwait, that's none of our business. And lo and behold, that didn't turn out that way. But when we told them to do that against Iran, we did exactly that. It wasn't none of our business, except we wanted the Iraqis to do better, so we gave them assistance in that war. So It's a real mess. That's why the founders were right in saying, stay out of entangling alliances and stay out of the internal affairs of other nations. And right now, I think most Americans, if you ask them point blank, do you think we should be the policemen of the world and have troops in 130 countries? I bet you 85% of the people would say, they'd probably say, no, we shouldn't be doing that, but maybe we need them right here. You know, there'll always be one part of the world that they think they should be there. That's why I think you have to defend it on principle. And right now, they have the political argument, well, ever since the Soviet system collapsed, our responsibilities became much greater. We are the world power, and it is responsible for us to maintain peace and order. And they see this as a moral mandate, which is sickening. And therefore, they concoct, all these wars. And then now we're living with the Bush Doctrine. The Bush Doctrine, of course, is saying that don't wait for them to attack us. If there's any chance that they might attack us in the future, we have to go up and preempt them. You have preemptive war, which means aggression. And it is that principle that has to be repealed.
Well, you're right that the American people would probably reject this American military empire if they really understood the extent of the U.S. military presence around the world, as you've suggested. But if they really understood how confusing and contradictory the policies are, they might reject them as well. In fact, they're already fighting, apparently, within the Obama administration about how confusing their serious strategy to the extent they have one is.
Right. You know, I just heard an interview on a major network, and they were arguing how absolutely necessary it was to recover Anbar province, which is huge and big and not too far from Baghdad. And we fought and died for that, and we have to go back in there and do that. And I got to thinking, and they were enthusiastic about the need for this strategically and for world peace and all that baloney. And I got to thinking, let's do a poll. Let's go. And maybe we could even ask all college kids, at least all high school kids, and ask them if they could take a map and show us where Anbar province is. I'll bet you couldn't get 1 or 2% to pinpoint it. And yet they're lackadaisical about saying enough is enough. We're sick and tired of spending all this money and people dying for a policy that makes no sense. It undermines our Constitution, does nothing for our liberties here at home. So I think that the job is public relations. And fortunately, we can get around a bit around the media and the government, the propagandists, by using the internet and other tools. And that's the best we can do right now. And when people get a chance to hear our side of the story, at least I intend to believe that many of them will come our way, because I go to college campuses and a lot of the young people say, yeah, you're right, you're right. And they're facing a crisis right now, too, with their own going into the workforce bankrupt, you know, with student loans and no jobs. So that they have their ears are starting to open, but we need more voices out there, too.
As far as people not really knowing where Anbar province is, I actually saw a demonstration of this on the internet the other day, in which people marked their best guess of where Ukraine is. And believe me, this is the time-honored expression. They were all over the map.
Not even close, had no idea.
And yet here's John McCain wanting to dig into their wallets and empty their purses to send missiles to Eastern Europe and to send more weaponry of war to Ukraine.
Yeah. Well, that's the way they get away with it. Ukraine's a problem. So if you think it's in South Africa, I guess that gives them their legitimacy. Well, the people are concerned, you know, about Africa and the Ukraine being in Africa. That's a real mess. Education would go a long way to helping us solve our problems.
Yes, it would. Dr. Paul, thank you for another informative conversation and another great podcast. And don't forget that you can hear Dr. Paul's perspective and his comments regularly, that you can actually subscribe to our weekly podcasts on iTunes. I'm Charles Goyette.